And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Authorities have recently destroyed religious symbols by force in churches in multiple provinces, including Anhui, Jingzhou, Hebei, and Zhejiang, according to US-based news site Radio Free Asia. Furthermore, officials of Shanxi, another region, demanded religious images be taken down and replaced with pictures of communist leaders at the homes of impoverished believers, said independent outlet Bitterwinter. The reports come as China is facing unprecedented criticism against its tight control over its religious population, especially the Muslim ethnic minorities. Officials in charge of religious affairs in Huainan in the eastern province of Anhui allegedly barged into the local Shiwan Christ Church to dismantle its cross on Saturday and Sunday. The officials had required the church to take down its cross a week earlier, reported Radio Free Asia, citing local sources. When they arrived at the venue to impose the order by force at the weekend, they were met with dozens of believers who had gathered to try to prevent them from bulldozing the holy sign, the article claimed. Similar scenes were said to occur in Yongjia in Jiangjing province on July the 7th. The local government sent a crane and nearly 100 workers to demolish the crosses on Aodi Christchurch and Yingchang Christchurch, according to US-based pressure group China Aid. Local believers told the group that government workers forced their way into the churches, smashed the church's properties, and beat up the Christians, including a woman in her 80s who had tried to stop them. China Aid, founded by American Chinese pastor Bob Fu, also released pictures which purported to show a heavy machine lifting a cross off one church and government workers standing in front of another. Elsewhere in China, a local government of Linfen in Shaanxi province summoned all village officials and directed them to crack down on religious activity, reported Bitterwinter. Village officials were instructed to remove crosses, religious symbols, and images from the homes of some people of faith, wrote the magazine that focuses on religious liberty and human rights in China. The government was said to be targeting poverty-stricken residents who received social welfare payments, and those families must instead display portraits of Chairman Mao and President Xi Jinping. Chinese ruling Communist Party has carried out a widespread clampdown on all religious institutions in recent years. Relevant directives included bulldozing churches and mosques, barring Tibetan children from Buddhist religious studies, and incarcerating more than 1 million members of Islamic ethnic minorities in the so-called re-education camps. President Xi Jinping has ordered that all religions must sinicize to ensure they are local to the officially aesthetic party. Late last year, the Chinese central government ordered its censors to review and edit all translated versions of classic religious books to make sure that all their messages reflect the principles of socialism. The new editions must not contain any content that goes against the beliefs of the Communist Party, according to the country's top officials on religious matters. The officials said that paragraphs deemed wrong by the censors would be amended or retranslated. The order was given in November during a meeting held by the Committee for Ethnic and Religious Affairs of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, which oversees the ethnic and religious matters in China. A group of 16 experts, believers, and representatives of different religions from the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China attended the conference, according to Xinhua News Agency. The meeting was supervised by Wang Yang, chairman of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. Mr. Wang stressed that religious authorities must follow President Xi's instructions and interpret the ideologies of different religions in accordance with the core values of socialism and the requirements of the era. He urged the officials to build a religious system with Chinese characteristics. An ancient statue of Buddha, which was unearthed by ditch diggers in Pakistan, has been smashed up with hammers after a local cleric warned it was un-Islamic. Four men were arrested for the attack on Saturday, and the remnants were taken to a museum after footage of the attack was widely shared on social media. Labourers found the statue while digging an irrigation channel in farmland outside the city of Mardan in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Local reports said the contractor had consulted a local cleric who warned that the life-size statue would cause the man to lose his faith. A short video clip showed men smashing it to pieces with a sledgehammer. The statue was found inside what was once the historical region of Gandhara in northwest Pakistan. Gandhara's position at the crossroads of trading routes from India, Central Asia and the Middle East saw it develop a flourishing culture with Persian, Greek and Buddhist influences. It later became a centre for exporting the religion to Afghanistan and Central Asia, and the region is home to large numbers of Buddhist remains. The new statue was uncovered in Takti Bari, which also holds the UNESCO-protected World Heritage Site of Buddhist remains. Archaeologists suggested it was around 1,700 years old. Shireen Mazari, Pakistan's human rights minister, said the arrest showed the urgency of protecting areas where archaeological treasures remain buried, with strict standard operation procedures on digging, etc. But even more importantly, we have to change bigoted mindsets. Pal Chowdhury, the country's science minister, added, "If progressive people of Pakistan remain silent, observers and neutral, all hopes of progressive and modern Pakistan will be dashed." Kamran Bangash, a special assistant to the provincial chief minister, said, "All offenders who were seen smashing an antique Gandharan Buddhist statue in Mardan have been arrested by Khyber police. All face charges under the country's 2016 Antiquity Act." While Pakistan's Buddhist heritage attracts visitors from across the world, statues and carvings have also at times come under attack from Muslim extremists. Taliban militants who held sway in the nearby Swat Valley more than a decade ago blew up one famed rock sculpture of a seated Buddha and destroyed a nearby fresco. The sites were restored once the Taliban had been ousted from the valley. Israel's regulator has ordered an evangelical Christian broadcaster's new channel off the air, saying it applied to serve a Christian audience, but instead has sought to persuade Jews with the gospel of Jesus. In a statement, the Cable and Satellite Broadcasting Council said its chairman, Asher Biton, told the Israel cable provider Hot on Thursday that evangelical broadcaster God TV's channel Shalonu, which means ours in Hebrew, must come off the air in 7 days. An examination of the council's supervision wing shows that the channel does not appeal to the Christian population in Israel, but rather to the Jews, the council said in a written statement. Therefore, the characterization of the channel submitted for approval does not reflect its broadcasts. The spokesman for the Shalonu, Ron Cantor, Israel regional director for God TV, said it was false that the broadcaster had broken its agreement. "Our license, granted by the State of Israel, says in Hebrew that our target audience is the audience of Israeli viewers," Cantor said in an email statement. "There is no stipulation whatsoever that we must target Christians." Hot said it was cooperating with the council and would act in accordance with this decision. Shalonu, which went on the air in April, is part of God TV, a UK-registered evangelical Christian media company that says it's broadcast to about 300 million homes around the globe. Educated people who live in rich countries are far less likely to say belief in God is necessary for good morals, according to a massive new survey of 38,000 people in 34 countries. The survey released this week by the Pew Research Center revealed a gaping God gap between relatively rich and poor countries. In Kenya, for example, the country with the lowest gross domestic product per capita in the survey, 95% of people said belief in God is necessary for a person to be moral. In Sweden, the richest country, just 9% of people connected God with good morals. The survey did not break down respondents by religion. Even with countries, the rich and poor don't agree on God and morality, the survey said. In the United States, to take one example, there is a gap of 24 percentage points between high and low income Americans. The poor were much more likely to say belief in God is necessary to be good. people in the emerging economies included in this survey tend to be more religious and more likely to consider religion to be important in their lives, wrote the authors of the study. Pew's study seems to lend weight to the secularization thesis, the idea that nations become less religious as their people get richer and more educated. For decades, the United States defied this theory by being both rich and religious, but even that is changing, according to a number of other studies. In 2002, 58% of Americans said belief in God is necessary to be good. In 2019, that number slipped to 44%. Religion remains a powerful force in the life of people around the world, including the United States. A majority of people in 23 of the 34 countries surveyed said religion is very or somewhat important to them. In the United States, nearly half, 47%, called it very important. The list of countries that are most likely to connect God and goodness are Indonesia with 96%, the Philippines 96%, Kenya 95%, Nigeria 93%, Brazil, South Africa, Tunisia 84%. The countries least likely to connect God and morality, Sweden 9%, Czech Republic 14%, France 15%, United Kingdom 20%, Netherlands and Spain 22%. And finally, a woman went to a shop and purchased a new cupboard that had to be assembled. Returning to her home next to some busy railway tracks, she read the instructions carefully and assembled it in her bedroom. Her work completed, she stood back and enjoyed the new addition to her home. At that moment, a train passed and the whole cupboard collapsed. Thinking that she must have done something wrong, she reread the instructions and reassembled the cupboard. Another train passed and the cupboard collapsed again. Just then, Pastor Jamie visited, and she told him the story of the collapsing cupboard. Helping her out, they assembled the cupboard together. When the next train passed, the cupboard collapsed yet again. Completely baffled by this unexpected event, Jamie built the cupboard once more, got inside it to wait for the next train to see if that would offer any clues to the problem. Before the next train passed by, however, the woman's husband came home from work and saw the cupboard. "That's a nice looking cupboard," he said, opened the doors and discovered Jamie. Jamie said, "You may find this hard to believe, but I'm just standing here waiting for the next train." My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.